Hachette Audio presents Solitude Creek, written by Jeffrey Deaver, read by January Lavoie. To libraries and librarians everywhere. Tuesday, April 4th. Frenzy. Chapter 1. The roadhouse was comfortable, friendly, inexpensive. All good. Safe, too. Better. You always thought about that when you took your teenage daughter out for a night of music. Michelle Cooper did, in any event. Safe when it came to the band and their music, the customers, the waitstaff. The club itself, too. The parking lot, well lit, and the fire doors and sprinklers. Michelle always checked these. The teenage daughter part again. Solitude Creek attracted a varied clientele. Young and old, male and female, white and Latino and Asian, a few African Americans, a mirror of the Monterey Bay area. Now, just after 7:30, she looked around, noting the hundreds of patrons who'd come from this and surrounding counties, all in buoyant moods, looking forward to seeing a band on the rise. If they brought with them any cares, those troubles were tucked tightly away at the prospect of beer, whimsical cocktails, chicken wings, and music. The group had flown in from L.A., a garage band turned backup turned roadhouse headliner, thanks to Twitter and YouTube and Vidster. Word of mouth and talent sold groups nowadays, and the six boys in Lizard Annie worked as hard on their phones as on stage. They weren't OAR or Linkin Park, but were soon to be with a bit of luck. They certainly had Michelle's and Trish's support. In fact, the cute boy band had a pretty solid mom-daughter fan base, judging by a look around the room tonight. Other parents and their teenagers, too. The lyrics were rated PG at the raunchiest. For this evening's show, the ages of those in the audience ranged from 16 to 40, give or take. Okay, Michelle admitted. Maybe mid-40s. She noted the Samsung in her daughter's grip and said, "Text later, not now."
"Mom."
"Who is it?"
"Cho."
A nice girl from Trish's music class. 2 minutes. The club was filling up. Solitude Creek was a 40-year-old single-story building featuring a small rectangular dance floor of scuffed oak, ringed with high-top tables and stools. The stage, 3 feet high, was at the north end. The bar was opposite. A kitchen, east, served full menus, which eliminated the age barrier of attendance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?